Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary?
The mystery of the lost boy. People become traumatized by their past experiences. But if you can't remember what those memories are, it might be even more devastating trying to find out. The hunting season was almost over, and the chill of winter had arrived. The huntsman was packing up his gear when he heard a rustling in the woods. He quietly moped deeper into the forest to see if he could make one last kill. He saw brown hair moving slowly between the trees. No doubt, a lone deer snacking on its last meal. The huntsman looked through the sight on his rifle, and he did a double take. That was no animal. It was a boy. "Hey," he called through the trees. "What are you doing out here?" The boy took off further into the woods. The hunter ran after him. What was a child doing out here in the cold? He sped around the bend and grabbed the boy by the collar. The boy yelped. Now that they were face to face, he saw that the boy's eyes were filled with terror. His eyes welled up with tears, which turned to ice the moment they hit his cheeks. Gasping, the hunter realized exactly who the boy was. He had seen that face plastered all over the local newspapers and was posted in every ranger station. He had been missing for almost a year. "You're Anik?" the huntsman questioned. The boy looked blank. I don't know," he whispered. Hours later, the pair arrived back in the nearest town. Anik's family were overjoyed to have their son back. What a wonderful holiday gift. But the authorities needed to know more. After questioning Anik, they realized they were getting nowhere. They asked all the right questions. Did you run off? Were you taken? How did you survive the past year in the Arctic? But the boy shook his head, remembering nothing. Everyone was frustrated. They even accused the boy of lying. That's when the hunter stepped in again to defend the boy. "Everyone stop. His memory is gone. That's what happens when you're abducted by the Ijirak." The officer scoffed. "It's just an Inuit urban legend. They're not real." "Like hell they're not," the hunter said. He grabbed a pencil and paper and began to draw. It was a gruesome sketch of a creature whose eyes and mouth were sideways. When he held it up, the boy recalled and started to wail. There was no doubt he had seen the beast. As the hunter quickly packed his gear, he explained the Ijirak had been dwelling there in the Arctic from when there were still many rainforests. The home of the Ijirak is said to be cursed, and one will lose their way no matter how skilled or familiar they are with the land. It awaits anyone who passes by the woods, then launches in an attack. It targets children and kills them. The ones who are spared are cast back out into the wilderness, aimless and lost. Their memories are wiped clean. The officer pressed him. How could he possibly know all of that? The huntsman pulled down the collar of his shirt and revealed a deep scar across his body. He was once a boy that the Ijirak tried to kill. Possibly the only one who got away with his memories still intact. Walking through the snow later that day, delirious from lack of sleep, the huntsman called for the creature. "I know you're out here. Show yourself!" For endless days and freezing nights, he wandered through the woods trying to track the creature. Plagued with flashbacks from when he was a boy, dragged by his hair by the beast as he dug his fingers into the ice to try to stop him, starting to run away, then being tossed at full speed into a tree. Finally, the beast raced toward him at full speed with his sharp antlers piercing the boy's neck, dragging his horns down his chest. Suddenly, a moan startled the hunter from his memories and turned his sight towards the trees. He knew that sound well. He trained the weapon on the direction of the noise, and based on its cry, he knew he wounded it. As he crept closer, he saw the unmistakable red eyes looking at him from the ground, the ones that haunted his memory for all those years. He was about to land the fatal blow, but he stopped. His entire existence had been to hunt the enemy. If he killed the beast now, what would be the purpose of his life? Knowing the beast had a scare like his own, he walked confidently out of the woods. He was certain to return the following year, and the year after that. He realized he wasn't there for the kill, but for the thrill of the hunt, even if that meant that Ijirak wandered free, ready to take on another child at any time. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.